In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1 and verse 1, we find these words: God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. In verse 4, the writer says, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The writer says that Jesus, the Son of God, was made so much better than the angels that he gave him a more excellent name. We do know that God gave his angels names. I believe every angel that God created has a name. We don't know all of their names. We only know the names of just a few. We know one that was named Gabriel. We are all familiar with Gabriel. And then there's Michael. Michael, one of the archangels. But these two angels, Michael and Gabriel, we don't speak too often of them. But then there's another angel that God created, one that we speak of often. He's a dreaded angel, one that we even dread today. His name is Lucifer. We speak often of him. We are told that he is evil. We are told that he is the father of lies. We are told that he comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. We are told that he has a kingdom. We are told that he is a deceiver of the whole world. We are told to resist him and he will flee, even though he has great power and influence with a lot of people. His name is not great. He does not have an exalted name. God gave his Son Jesus the most exalted name. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9, the writer says, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. There will never be a name like Jesus. This name, Jesus, can bring peace to a dying saint. This name, Jesus, can bring comfort to a bereaved parent. This name, Jesus, can bring consolation to the many disappointed people in this world. It is through the name of Jesus that salvation comes to a dying and lost world, a world that's lost and undone without God or his Son. Jesus is the only name whereby anyone can be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other name. It matters not what the name may be. If it's not Jesus, if it's not Jesus, there is no power to save. Jesus said, whosoever shall give a cup of water to drink in my name shall not lose his reward. In my name, Jesus says, you can ask anything and it shall be done. In my name, the sick will be healed, blinded eyes will be opened, broken hearts will be healed, and lost sinners will be saved. One songwriter wrote a song about the wonderful name of Jesus. And in that song, they said, His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, the Master of everything. His name is wonderful, wonderful Jesus. He is the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages, the Almighty God. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him, for His name is wonderful. The writer of Philippians 2 and verse 10 tells us, At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. It also tells me that there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, and neither is there salvation in any other. This name is so wonderful that the writer of Galatians, the 3rd chapter and verse 17 tells us, Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Jesus is worthy to be worshipped, is not only worthy to be worshipped today in which we live, Jesus has always been worthy to be worshipped. When He was first born, an infant child, the wise men came from the east, and they arrived in Jerusalem with a question on their mind. Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have come to worship Him. The wise men of the east let the people know that they had come to worship Jesus. And the Bible says, when they saw the young child with Mary his mother, they fell down and worshiped Him. But everybody don't want to worship Jesus. Herod told those wise men, When you find Him, let me know where He's at, so that I can go and worship Him also. But Herod did not want to worship Jesus. Herod was looking to kill Him. This name Jesus is not only a powerful name, but it's also a polarizing name. Jesus told His disciples that men would hate them because of His name's sake. And friend, that is true even today. Even though today the name of Jesus is still as powerful as it was in the apostles' days, it is still just as polarizing now as it was then. Jesus told His listeners, You think I came to bring peace, but I did not. Because of me, the fathers will be against the mothers, and the children against the parents, and the brothers and sisters against one another. When you announce the name of Jesus, it's like you are drawing a line in the sand. Some will be on the side that proclaims Jesus Lord of all. And then there are those on the other side of that line who will reject Him and all of His words and all of His works. Jesus is powerful. He's also powerfully polarizing. But to you and I who believe, He is precious. But to those who don't believe, He is a stumbling block. Oh, I praise the name of Jesus, that wonderful name. It is by His name that we are saved, and by His name we are kept.